band called Poolside. It's KHUM Garberville Eureka Arcata, online at khum.com. Poolside, covering Neil Young. Now that we're in October, I feel like it's safe to play that sort of thing, right, Larry?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Don't sit on Comet's head.
Well, I will not.
He's got to get off your chair. You're the boss.
Well, we like to...
We share.
We like to be co-equals.
You're not supposed to do that, though, with dogs, right? You're supposed to be dominant.
That's what the dog whisperer likes to say. And I'm inclined to agree, but again, my dog, he's not having it anymore. He's old enough and smart enough. He was always pretty crafty, and now he's just like, dude, I know that I could just sit here and gnaw on this dead raccoon, and, you know, the best you're going to do is give me a biscuit, and that seems unlikely, so I'm just going to take my chances.
They figure things out.
Yeah.
He's so fluffy now.
Who, Charlie or Comet?
Charlie.
He's pretty fluffy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You saying he's putting on weight?
No, fluffy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's fluffy?
He didn't used to be so fluffy. His fur was more smooth.
He's not doing daily base swims. Maybe that's something to do with it. Well, it is again KHUM Garberville Eureka Arcata, online at khum.com. Big thanks again to everybody who helped out today. It was fun. Thanks to Rachel in Eureka and Lance in Trinidad. Remember when I said I was going to do credits at the end of every show?
Oh, yeah.
And name every caller?
Yeah, that was awesome.
We should do that.
That was pretty good.
How about this? How about everybody who leaves a nice review on the Live at KHUM podcast will get a shout out? How about that?
That's kind of...
It's terrible, but everybody...
kind of pandering.
Yeah, everybody does it, though.
Okay.
Super Ego does it. Why can't we?
All right.
And also thanks to the... God, I can't even remember. Pete Kartsounis band, who was here. And they were good.
Kartsounis. Yeah, that's why I didn't have him on my show.
Good spelling bee, though.
Couldn't say his name.
Went on for a while. So, a couple of things, Lair, and I'll just let you pick which one to talk about. The most humorless person in Arcata or eggs? Your choice.
I'm going to go eggs.
Eggs, all right. Well, the bad news, as an egg fan, and I chow on eggs. How many eggs do you think you eat a week?
Oh, very few, but I'm pro-egg.
You're pro-egg.
I probably average 6 a year.
What?
Maybe 12 a year.
Really?
Yeah, I almost never eat eggs.
We're talking like dairy eggs.
Chicken eggs.
Chicken eggs, yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I'm super pro eggs, but I just never make them. I never have them. I mean, I make them if... Yeah, if I have a visitor who comes by every once in a while and she's in town, then we have eggs for breakfast, but that happens very rarely.
Wow.
So, you know.
Well, then you're in luck, dude.
Huh.
Cancer prevention research published the results of a National Institute of Health-funded study. This is a 14-year study that found a link between lethal prostate cancer and the consumption of eggs.
Oh, no way.
Seriously bad news.
Why?
I'm certainly going to die. Maybe from this.
Because you eat lots of eggs?
I eat so many eggs.
Like, in what form? Like, how do you eat your eggs?
I like a omelet.
Uh-huh.
You know, put a little cheese in there.
Scramble sometimes?
Nah.
You don't do a scramble?
Not a fan.
Okay.
Look, I'll scramble it if other people want to scramble. I'm not going to put up a fight. What kind of person does that? What are you making me out to be here?
But you're looking for, ideally looking for an omelet.
It goes like this. Spinach, feta and or blue cheese.
Mm.
And that slug slime from Los Bagels.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
It's good stuff. So you would do blue cheese and feta?
Dude, I'd do that and I'd do feta and cheddar and Gruyere.
What about some... chopped red bell. You put that in there?
If I got it.
That's a good tasty thing.
This is the creepy part, okay? The link here, healthy men who ate blank or more eggs per week were 81% more likely to develop fatal prostate cancer than those who consumed less than half an egg a week. And you're in the less than half an egg a week category.
That is me.
Okay. So how many eggs per week do you think put you...
At the 80% risk?
At the 81% risk, yeah.
Well, since they come in packs of a dozen, let's say 12.
2.5.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Really?
You should just start smoking. Like, that's 81% to develop fatal prostate cancer. You're 81% more likely if you're eating 2.5 or more eggs a week.
Wow.
And I'm eating easily like 10 eggs
a week. Well, does it keep ramping up, though? Or does it, like, kind of... You get to your 2.5 at 80% and then... Another 15 eggs aren't going to make that much difference.
No clue.
All right.
No clue. But it was a 14-year study. They studied 27,000 men between 1994 and 2008.
So that's a long-term study.
Yeah.
But I wonder how much that cost.
This is going to be a vegan.
Because why do we need the nanny state telling us what we can eat and what we can't eat.
That's what I think.
You know, taxpayers pay for that survey.
You want to take this call?
Yeah.
I'm not feeling
it. It's an egg person.
What do you think? What do you think it's going to be?
This is a 7.
It's a 7, huh? Okay. Again, this is according to Cancer Prevention Research, and they are publishing the results of a National Institute of a Health-funded 14-year study. That's the source on it. You are on the air. Who is this?
This is Rob.
Rob, how are you, sir?
Good.
What's up, man?
Echo. I eat homegrown eggs, not chemical hormone eggs, so...
So that makes a difference?
I'm immune from that.
Do you really... How do you know?
Yeah, where's your scientific basis?
Hey, I don't have any scientific basis.
Okay.
Isn't homegrown organic better than chemical all the time?
I would hope so. Maybe... Look, if that's it, then I'm in the clear, because I don't, you know... Like, everything I get is free-range and hormone-free,
yeah,
so...
one study. I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm pretty worried about
it. It's like the speed of light one. I mean, come on.
Yeah, okay. All right. your attempt to...
Yeah, I'm an egg eater, too. I gotta cover myself somehow.
Exactly. All right.
Bye.
Thanks, man. Bye. Is that like the famous Rob? Is that the Rob who,
yes,
who always gets in and gets out, makes his point?
That's awesome, Rob.
That's awesome, Rob. Yes. New name. That's awesome, Rob. He really is.
I wonder... Yeah, it's an interesting point. But we the scientific basis of his belief is pretty suspect. I mean, you sort of make a general assumption, okay, chemical-free, organic, free-range is going to be better than factory eggs, which is probably certainly true. But whether that specifically lowers your risk of the egg cancer.
The egg cancer.
It's hard to say.
Right. Prostate cancer. That's kind of a sad coincidence, although a little funny. You're on the air. Who is this?
Peter.
Is this Smart Peter?
I'm going to try and redeem myself.
Okay, Smart Peter, what you got?
I just dig myself in deeper. So my point would be, how likely is it for a man to get prostate cancer for it to make a difference by having your chances increase by 81%? So if it's like, is there a 1 in 1,000 chance that you're going to get prostate cancer without eating eggs?
Okay, that's a good point. Well, can we just go, as we always do, to Wikipedia, the definitive source of all things prostate?
Peter, just...
I mean, yeah, if you throw it like, oh, yeah, you're 81% more chance, you know, have an 81% chance, you know, greater chance of getting cancer. You know, it's like, well, what were your chances to start? Were they 1 in 10,000, 1 in 20, so now it's 2 in 10,000?
Yeah, okay, that's a valid point. That is an excellent point.
Peter, just as an aside, and please forgive me for being a jerk, but it's prostate, not prostrate.
Oh, did I say prostrate?
Yes. But you can but feel free to trash me, because I hate people who do that. I hate people who do things like that.
When they go, it's prostrate and not prostate.
You're right.
I do have a head cold in my defense, so.
Okay, fair enough. Done.
But, right. You know, I also have a thick tongue, so there's that.
How's that working out?
So what did Wikipedia say?
Oh, I don't know. It's a long page. It says that detection rates are so wildly variant from continent to continent. Let's see here.
Okay, my advice would be don't panic. I think Rob made a good point. You know, who knows what the control on the study was? Were they all just getting Safeway eggs, or was there a mix? So
right. And again, as we all know, the jury is still out on science.
That's right.
You if it doesn't fit into your world, like, who is science to tell you how to do? That's not
these
even...
These studies get them done, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so that is true.
You have to look at, like, the criteria that they used, and...
That... Yeah. And also, high alcohol intake, mate, Larry.
Excuse me?
Oh, Peter, if you could only have seen what Larry... Like, your head snapped. High alcohol intake may increase the risk of prostate cancer and interfere with folate metabolism. So there's that also.
All right.
Thank you, Peter.
I will no longer say prostate cancer.
No.
Oh, now see, now I feel terrible.
You might feel like a cancer from
it's a mute
prostate.
Point.
I don't know.
Thanks for the call. But
so what about people who drink? What is those egg cocktails? Like, there's some cocktail that you put an egg in.
Oh, God. Power shake or something?
No, I know. It's an official cocktail.
I'm eating whey protein now. I hope that's not... What? That's disgusting?
No. Egg cocktails.
Oh,
but
yeah.
There is a...
Yeah.
There is one, and I forget what it is, which I shouldn't... It's embarrassing. I don't know. But, like, what if you're pounding those every night? Then now you're 160% more likely.
God, you're so dead. Obesity. Testosterone levels may also increase the risk for prostate cancer. So, I'm good on that.
So, does that mean... Does that mean that bald people have a higher instance of...
That's a good question. And also, war veterans who'd been exposed to Agent Orange had a... Dude, exposure to Agent Orange is only 48% increased risk. You are on the air. Who is this?
Squid again. Come on, it's a Gin Fizz. You can edit people's...
Oh! A Gin Fizz. Thank you.
How embarrassing. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Keep it up.
Hey, I'm going to name a hole after you, Squid. He didn't know how to take that. I'm hanging up on him.
So if you're forced into a situation of having an omelet or getting Agent Orange poured on you, go for the orange?
Exactly. Oh, man. I really hope that this doesn't turn into one of... You know, remember when Oprah went after beef and, like, everybody in Montana sued her? Well, again, to be very clear, we are just remarking on a study that was published.
A study, and, the you know, as Smart Peter pointed out, these studies are frequently, you know, something comes out, and then a year later, we were wrong.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, speed of light, schmeed of light.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I figure we haven't debunked anything, and we've fostered an environment of fear where maybe it's not necessarily warranted. I think our work here is done.
We have done well.
Okay, great. Ow. You all right?
Yeah, comet bit me.
Wow, he's getting some leaps.
Yeah, he can get air.
It's like a grasshopper. Yeah. This is KHUM Garberville. Chlamydia too, huh? Gonorrhea, syphilis, all increasing the risk. I need to look at this prostate cancer.
Okay, give it a good look. Go, take a look at it. Isn't it though? Also, I mean, whatever. It's one that's, forget it. Never mind. Like you can, like, people can get diagnosed with prostate cancer, and sometimes the decision, like the decision is whether to do anything about it at all, because it's a fairly slow growing cancer, and the treatments are pretty harsh. So, let's say you get it when you're... This is a terrible thing. What am I saying?
Say you get it when you're 34.
Well, no, say you get it when you're like 65.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Death panel, Larry?
Should I...
Is this where you're going?
Well, let's, you know, why should taxpayers have to pay for your cure?
Finally, this was quoted in a vegan news website, Veg News Daily. So there's your full sourcing on that.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
If you want to trust Big Vegan and their weird superpowers.
Big Vegan.
The mighty superpower of Big Vegan. Don't you know that vegans are better than us?
You know who went vegan after his plane crash?
Oh my God, no, I don't. Can I think about this?
Yeah. He was in a plane crash and he survived it.
Why do I always say Richard Branson?
That's not correct.
Sting?
And so he became healthy, and one of the things he did was become vegan, and it changed his life.
Ted Leo?
I'll give you a hint. He has...
Paul McCartney.
He has a freakishly long neck.
That dude from the Giants? Bless you.
Travis from Blink 182.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. He survived that plane crash, and now he's vegan, and he's like, I can't believe I didn't do this my whole life. Vegan's the way to go. Doesn't he have a freakishly long neck?
He does have kind of a long neck. It's the tats.
Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Good to know. All right, well,
You'll pay for your crimes against humanity! My neck. Your hair.
Didn't you know? Todd's vegan.